1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Monday Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor, unless you make a visit to Prairie Land Partners John Deere, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price, like the 1E, perfect for small property owners. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 9th of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Brett McLaughlin. Brett is the associate AD, heads external operations, ESU Athletics, and Jason Santangelo, assistant director, athletic development. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
All right. That's Jason, I think. Brett, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good, Ron.
All right. Well, Brett and Jason are with us this morning to preview the 2021 Emporia State Athletics Auction and Golf Tournament. Two big days next week, Thursday, August 19th, and Friday, August the 20th. Well, Jason, why don't you set the scene and let us know exactly what's going to be taking place, Slaymaker Court White Auditorium, next week.
That's right, Ron. Yep, Thursday, August 19th is our annual. It used to be annual, but the last couple of years have put a little determinant in that. But we're so excited to be able to have our fans, our friends, our family, the community back in connection with our student athletes and our coaches. Again, that is on Thursday the 19th. I think the silent auction, the doors open at 6 o'clock at White Auditorium. You can always find those tickets at esuhornets.com, but this is our largest single fundraiser of the year, and I always try to make a little light joke with that it's a capital F-U-N when we talk about this fundraiser, but it is a lot of fun. It's a chance to interact with our student-athletes and our coaches and just get everybody ready to kick off an exciting in-person season that will be here just before we know it. So we're pretty pumped up, pretty excited to be able to do this, and we're less than 2 weeks away. Yes. We're excited.
Yeah, Slaymaker Court again. That's Thursday, August 19th. And Brett, how can we get tickets to that fun-filled fundraiser, and how much are they?
Absolutely, yeah. You can always go online, esuhornets.com. If you go to our webpage, you'll see a splash page there at the beginning. You just click on that link for the auction, and it'll take you right to the registration page. Regular tickets, regular admission are $50 a ticket. So that gets you in the door, gets you kind of your food, drink, and a night of fun. And then we also have VIP tables. Those are $500 a piece. They seat 8 people, and that gets you, along with the food and drink, you can kind of customize your own drink menu. You'll have a student athlete there sitting with you that can kind of help you out in whatever you need, get drinks for you, help bid for you, or just hang out with you. And then we'll have a little special sweet treat from the Sweet Granada there for you.
All right, so VIPing it will take it to a whole nother level. Well, Jason, what about some of the auction items? And I understand there might be an entertainment angle to this evening as well.
You know, the entertainment piece is always something that we really enjoy. We allow our coaches to come up on stage, and they some fun little competition games. You know, they are coaches by trade and competitive by nature, and this gives them an opportunity to have a little fun, let their lighter side out, and usually someone from the crowd wins a prize on behalf of one of our coaches. So that will be a fun angle to start the day off with. But when it comes down to the items, you know, we have a lot of local businesses that support this auction. We are a college of the community and a community that doesn't operate without the college, and it's a true partnership from head to toe. We have lots of fun packages that the community has kind of donated and we put together. We have some neat experiences. A trip to Nashville is in there. Some really cool options as far as watching a game with the teams. It could be traveling with a team to Notre Dame and the women's basketball program. It could be being a coach for the day for one of our other programs where you get to actually maybe sit in a dugout or do a special experience there as well. Chiefs package, Carrie's Diamond and Bridal has a spectacular item. There's just so many fun things, and there's something for everybody. You know, you are definitely going to have your experiences that are going to be, you know, some four-figure gifts, but you're going to have something that someone that isn't in that position that can come and win and walk away with something happy and know that their money, their donation is going to go back to Emporia State Athletics and help shape that student-athlete experience.
Now, Brent, will there be both silent and live auctioning going on?
Yes, sir. We'll have our silent auction. That will begin at 6 when we open the doors, and there will be lots of opportunities to bid on a wide range of things like Jason has talked about, from experiences with our team to a tailgate package or just some fun, cool things for you and your family. And then we will also have our live auction portion, which will kick off around 7:30. And these will be just some of those bigger kind of experiences. An Avora Wheeler pie hasn't been known to make it to the live auction multiple times, so I'm sure that will happen again this year.
All right, so Thursday, August 19th at White Auditorium, social hour begins at 6, live auction at 7. And then we're not done with the week yet. No, Friday, August the 20th is the golf tournament at the Emporia Golf Course. I think check-in starts at 8, shotgun start at 9. And Brett, tell us about the golf tournament. Still any openings out there?
Yeah, we still have a few openings for our golf tournament. So, again, they can register at ESUHornets.com for that as well. But that's just a fun time. You know, Jason and I really just enjoy getting in the golf cart and riding around the course and watching everybody play. You'll be on one hole and you'll start hearing some hollering off of another hole from making that big putt. So just a fun time to be outside and hang out with your friends. And play some golf and maybe win some prizes out there as well.
So that is on a Friday, and that seemed to work well when, you know, years ago, I guess, Jason, they shifted this to a Friday. It used to be a Saturday event for years, but you moved it to a Friday, and it seems that's worked pretty well.
It has. You know, it's been about 6 years since they shifted that from a weekend to this whole event going on a Thursday, Friday. Besides it being in May, we pushed it to August. It's always been something that's worked out well. And in the golf tournament, you know, some people say, hey, I got a day off in my bag, and they'll use that day off to come out and play some golf and extend their weekend from a 2 to a 3 day weekend. So it sure is fun. It's a great chance to recap our two nights and a great chance to start your weekend.
I've known people that did not have vacation days in their bag and still showed up. That's, I guess that's okay too.
Yeah, that's right. Any way to get you out there.
All right, so how do we get signed up for the golf tournaments? And this is a four-person scramble. Jason, how much to participate?
So you can get those tickets or registration at ESUHornets.com, like Brett said earlier, and that is $150 for an individual player or $600 for a team of four. And that gets you a player's pack that will have some Emporia State apparel in it, some golf balls, and some other goodies. We've changed up the cost a little bit this year, and it's actually a little cheaper per person, but it's $150 up front, and that takes care of your mulligans, which we're doing it a little bit different. We have what we call a golden ball this year that each team will have, and that gets you a swing per hole. So essentially, 18 mulligans. You can use that as a putt. You can use that if all four of you guys shank a drive. But you have to use that ball. So if you hit it in the water or you lose it, your mulligans are done. But that's part of that $150, along with all the hole games. Long Bine Auto Plaza takes care of our hole-in-one prizes, or hole-in-one. I think there's three holes that you have a chance to win a vehicle. There's just so many fun things out there. And that's Friday the 20th, down south, Emporia Golf Course. Be there.
So you're going to have student-athletes on hand for that event, too?
We will. Student-athletes, coaches, our staff, we'll have everybody out there.
All right, and you'll be fed out there too, I assume?
We will. Coaches is taking care of the catering out there, so when we're finished with our 18 holes, we'll come in, we'll well, release our prizes, let everybody know what holes did what. Everybody can eat and just kind of congregate and have a share a few laughs that maybe someone didn't get to see or hear about on that course.
Well, I think most know that raising funds, very important. The MIAA is like the probably at the top of the list when it comes to Division II conferences in the United States, and Emporia State has to do all it can to stay up with the funds for the athletic department. Jason, just how important is this fundraiser?
Well, you hit it on the head. The MIAA is the most competitive Division II conference in the United States, head to toe. There's no, if someone tries to argue about that with you, they're just blowing smoke. But it is. It's an arm race constantly within collegiate athletics. Emporia State is one, and it's a K-Board institution where you're given enough to operate, but if we want to succeed and breed champions to this community, that helps increase visitors traffic, that helps increase enrollment, that does all those things to make this community such a substantial and viable place, you know, we need to have those extra entities. We need to be able to go above and beyond our allocated budgets and increase the student-athlete experience, and that's what we do. And we couldn't do it without all our fans, family, friends at home, alumni. It's a special, special place, and we've created a culture of philanthropic giving. We can't thank everybody enough, but it is very important, Ron.
All right, before I let you go, Brett, we talked about the auction coming up, Slaymaker Courts, White Auditorium, Thursday, August 19th. We have had, obviously, an uptick in COVID activity here. Is there any mitigation, masking? What's going to be taking place there, do you know?
So right now, Ron, as of this second here, I can tell you we are encouraging people to wear masks. We will have masks there at White Auditorium for our guests if they would like one. We're kind of following the city's guidelines, so whatever the city says and kind of the mandates and policies the city has put out, then that's what we want to follow and make sure we're being in conjunction with them. We have reached out to Lyon County Health, and so they are aware, and they have been updated with our plans as well, and so we're just excited to be able to have this, and so we want to do whatever we can to make sure we're keeping people safe. So we're going to just encourage the mask wearing and have that there as of right now.
All right. Brett, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Jason, thanks.
I appreciate it, Ron. Hey, one last thing. For those that can't make it in person, you can still bid online for our silent auction. You have to be live and in person for the live auction, but we'll figure out exactly what that link is and make sure we have it on our athletic sites for everybody that can't make it to the auction.
All right. ESUHornets.com. You'll find all the info there. Brett, Jason, thanks.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, Brett McLaughlin, Associate AD, External Operations, and Jason Santangelo, Assistant Director, Athletic Development, joining us on our primetime newsmaker here this morning. KVOE Live and local. And tomorrow morning we'll have, Lyon County Fair Board member Ken Duft in, as Ken will be making a big prize drawing, I guess. Coming up?
Yeah. They've been letting you register since last Friday at the vendor booths at the Boyer Building. Tonight's the last night to do so, by the way. And then $75 winner drawn each night, and then a grand prize winner, which we'll find out live tomorrow.
Right here, our newsmaker this morning, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 733, sunshine, 75 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today.